Welcome to the Equipping You in Grace podcast, hosted by Dave Jenkins. The Equipping You in Grace podcast is a podcast about helping Christians develop a biblical worldview in a conversational tone about issues inside and outside the church. Now, for today's episode, let's join our host, Dave Jenkins.
To the Equipping You in Grace podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm the host for this podcast. And today, friends, I get to give my yearly end-of-year report for 2020. Can you believe that this year is winding down? Wow, it's pretty amazing. You know, every year I have the privilege of putting together a report. It details what the Lord did through Servants of Grace. It was not through Dave Jenkins that this ministry exists. It functions. It is the Lord Jesus' ministry, and He has chosen to bless this ministry. He has chosen to use this ministry. We now have over 300 people writing for this ministry. It is amazing. You know, numbers, we're going to talk about those in a minute, but let me just say, you know, numbers, they represent real people who are impacted, but beyond the impact, is a lives transformed by Christ. That's what really matters. In an age where many people are only focused on the numbers, hey, look at me. Look at how many people I'm reaching. I want to say here at Servants of Grace, as the executive director of this ministry, we are focused, laser focused, on faithfulness to the Word of God and to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that if we put out solid and God-honoring biblical content, that the Lord will bring who He wants to that content. And He will use it to bring salvation and growth in the grace of God in people's lives. And furthermore, let me say this also, that we believe that such content will serve the people of God. And they will encourage them in their ministry in the local church to either join a local church or to continue serving faithfully in whatever capacity they are in or might be in the future. You know, in this report, I share very honestly with you about what's happening in my life personally. And I think that that's important for a number of reasons, not to toot my own horn, not to get you to be sympathetic with me. But there is a voice, there is a person behind, you know, leading this ministry, and it's very important to share very honestly about what's happened. I do on social media, and I do on this episode, and it's not about Dave Jenkins. God is at work in my life, and the circumstances of our lives, they don't happen by accident. God is orchestrating all things for His good and for His glory. God is sovereign, and God is good, and He's conforming me in circumstance of my life into the image and the likeness of Jesus. And I want to be very honest with you that this year has been very personally challenging. For a number of months of this year, my father has dementia. Who has dementia? He had a urinary tract infection. I can't even tell you the amount of hours that I spent on the phone after work with doctors and nurses and with his legal guardian, you know, and furthermore, the hours because of COVID that I spent talking with him because he's very lonely. He lives in a nursing home, assisted living facility, and it's very hard because he's locked down, and that's hard. It takes a toll. So after I would get off work, I call him every day. Here after I record this, I'll be making that phone call. You know, in addition to those challenging things, I found out that my mom was officially diagnosed with Alzheimer's. It hasn't been easy at all. You know, complicating all of this, of course, this year, 2020, we've all been going through COVID-19. I wasn't able to see my parents this year. Usually I go up to Seattle every year. I just wasn't. Every day I've been calling them and faithfully encouraging them, praying with them, and all those things. You know, in the past, actually 2 weeks, it's been amazing how the Lord has, actually it hasn't even been 2 weeks, it's really been the past week. We sold our house officially, signed the paperwork last Wednesday, last Thursday, the 18th. We sold it on the 17th, on the 18th. We were in a car driving 750 miles from our home in Southern California to Southern Oregon, where we are moving. You know, the Lord was at work here, and providentially, we sold our home very, very quickly so we drove up, we were fine. The Lord helped us with that long drive. Friday the 19th, we looked at 9 homes, and on Saturday morning, after visiting with my nephew and my sister-in-law there, who live there in Southern Oregon now, we went and looked at another house that we had liked, but we hadn't looked at it. And by Sunday the 20th, we had heard that the offer on our first house that we had made Friday evening, it got rejected, but we had decided that this second home was one that we really liked, the one that we saw last Saturday. And by Sunday the 20th, before, on the way to church, we had heard, or just after church, we heard that the offer was accepted on our new home. You know, we're beyond thankful, we're beyond excited, we're looking forward to moving into our home on or before February 1st, 2021 in Southern Oregon. We look forward to what the Lord will do there. He's been guiding this whole process now for much of this year, really, as we prayed and trusted the Lord and asked Him to lead us, to guide us, to make it, to help us through this process. And, we're just so thankful for the Lord, for the people that have prayed for us, that have loved us here. We have built many, many friendships that we cherish. And we'll continue to cherish those. We'll continue to cultivate those relationships, just as we have when we lived in Southern Idaho. This year was not only a very challenging year, but it also was a very good year ministry-wise. I started writing again about last year for various places, and the Lord just kept giving me more places. I've been writing at forChristianity.com now for about 2 years or so, and the Lord just keeps blessing that. I'm now a featured contributor there, and I'm now, as of October, I've been writing at BibleStudyTools.com, which, if you've never checked out that, they have a lot of good articles. They put out good biblical content, so I would encourage you to check out that place. I also joined the writing team at Reformation 21, which I'm so privileged to be there writing for them. I try to send them a piece, an article, about once a month, and once a month or every few months, I'm published there. And I'm also now writing for Modern Reformation, where they have me writing for the actual magazine, but mostly a lot for the web, doing articles and reviews for them. I want to say that I was very blessed this year with 2 book contracts. I haven't talked too much about books and that I'm writing, but I've talked with you about books that other people write on this show. And I'm excited to talk with you this year about a book that I have forthcoming in March of 2021. I'll be talking about it on an episode then, but it's on biblical illiteracy. I have another, Lord willing, book that'll come out this year on the authority of Scripture and how it's under attack. The first book on biblical illiteracy is with Hesed and Emmett, and the second book is, my second book is with Free Grace Press. I also signed a contract for a book on contentment that I still have to write. It's been a busy year, so my wife and I were trying to get through the first book and the second book. Here soon I'll start writing the contentment book, so that'll probably come out maybe sometime this year or next year, Lord willing, but you guys will know about that. I'd just like to share a little bit about what the Lord is up to personally and those things. I'm enjoying writing for these various places. It's a privilege to have these opportunities. It's a privilege to be published, and I'm excited to share about these projects. I do share pretty openly on our newsletter, so if you don't get that already, let me know. You can find it on our website. And I send it out usually every week or every other week. Sometimes I'm negligent and it goes about a month, but Things have been pretty busy, so normally I send it out every week, and there you'll get updates about what's happening with me, with Servants of Grace, and those things. You know, I want to talk to you about the growth of Servants of Grace. I said that numbers represent real people, right? And they do. It's a tremendous privilege to get emails all over the world. We are a worldwide ministry. We reach into just about every country in the world. We have a lot of visitors from a growing audience in Europe. We've had a steady audience in Asia for many years now, and of course in the United States. And the Lord has blessed this ministry. I don't know if you guys know this, but we turned 20 years old, August 2nd, 2000. It's hard to believe that by God's grace, I've been leading this ministry for 20 years. In February of this coming year, I turned 40 years old. So, wow. The Lord has been very kind to me and to the Servants of Grace. So, you know, this year was a tremendous year for our ministry. We had 586,792 unique visitors. That was growth of about 187,000 from last year. We had 1,300,000 visits. That was a growth of 500,000. We had over 10 million page views this year. That's a growth of 2 million. We had 13 million hits on our website. That was a growth of over 1 million. We had 12,739.32 or 12.7 terabytes of bandwidth used on our website, which is just staggering. That's a staggering number. We grew 3,888.13 or 3.8 terabytes of bandwidth. That's a lot. That's a lot of space. A lot of people being helped all around the world through our audio and video content. We had 300,000 PDF downloads. We grew 50,000 in that area this year. We had 700,000 MP3 downloads. That was a growth of over 100,000. We had this year, we really focused on our video and sought to grow that because we didn't really have that going on. So with every episode of Theology for the Theology segment and the sermons and Warriors of Grace and those types of things, we put out MP, we put out video with the audio. So we didn't track this last year, but we had 200,000 MP4 downloads, and I'm just so thankful for that. You know, those numbers are amazing, but what I love is the addition of people being added to our staff. You know, right now it was my wife and I. My wife serves as the managing editor of Theology for Life and our online magazine, and she's done that, been very faithful in that role for 6 years, and I'm just so thankful for my best friend. She's awesome. But we also got to add Dave Scott. He is the new men's editor for Servants of Grace, and that's our ministry called Warriors of Grace, and we're wanting to help men become men of God in private, in the home, in the church, and in public. And Dave's an experienced pastor. He's a good writer, thinker. So I would encourage you to check out Warriors of Grace and connect with Dave. You can do that, Dave Scott at servantsofgrace.org. And I would just encourage you to, if you're a guy out there listening to this, you want to write towards men, we have that ministry. And the Lord is definitely at work there through the podcasts and the articles geared towards men. I am very excited about this as well. This year I was praying about adding new staff members, and we went through a process for a number of months. Talking with Dave, this was probably 4 or 5 months, and during that same time, I was also talking with two ladies, Alexa Hess and Laura Arneson, and the Lord could not have brought two finer ladies to this ministry. They are already such a blessing, and I'm excited. I'm going to share more about the women's ministry here soon, but they have done an exceptional job. And what I love is the feedback I get from the ladies that have already gotten their articles edited by them. They love Alexa and Laura. They're theologically astute. They're theologically competent and capable young ladies, and most importantly, they love Jesus and the church, and they're committed. Alexa and Laura, they're committed to the Lord Jesus, to the local church, and by extension, they value the work that we're doing here. So you can find Alexa on social media and Laura on social media. You can also email Alexa at alexahess, all one word, lowercase, at servantsofgrace.org, or Laura Arneson at lauraarneson at servantsofgrace.org. And ladies, Dave would love to hear from you guys. And ladies, Alexa and Laura would love to work with you. I'll have some more information on that here in just a minute. You know, every week I put out these author interviews on Equipping You in Grace. And some of my favorites are here. I got the privilege of interviewing Carl Truman on his new book, The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, Cultural Amnesia, Expressive Individualism, and the Road to Sexual Revolution. I also, again, interviewed my friend Joel Beakey. He had a great volume in his series, Reformed Systematic Theology. It's Volume 2, Man in Christ. Very good. I got to interview my good friend, Dustin Benj, on his book with my other friend, Nate Pickowitz, The American Puritans. I got to interview my new friend, Elisa Childers. She wrote an excellent book, Another Gospel, A Lifelong Christian Seeks Truth in Response to Progressive Christianity. Great book. Again, I'm adding my friend Joel Beakey. He wrote a very helpful book, Pastors and Their Critics, A Guide to Coping with Criticism in the Ministry. My friend Bob Kellerman wrote two excellent volumes on counseling. One is Gospel-Centered Family Counseling, and the other is Gospel-Centered Marriage Counseling. My other friend Robert David Smart wrote an excellent book, Waging War in an Age of Doubt, A Biblical, Theological, Historical, and Practical Approach to Spiritual Warfare for Today. My friend Owen Strahan wrote an excellent book. These are with Gavin Peacock, What Does the Bible Teach About Homosexuality and Transgenderism? There's also one on lust that I would commend to you. You can find all of these interviews on our podcast. Glenna Marshall wrote a great book, Everyday Faithfulness, The Beauty of Ordinary Perseverance in a Demanding World. And my friend Anders Kostenberger wrote a helpful book called The Jesus of the Gospels, An Introduction. My friend Megan Hill wrote a very helpful book, A Place to Belong, Learning to Love the Local Church. G.K. Beale wrote The Story Retold, A Biblical Theological Introduction to the New Testament. Jeff and Sarah Walton wrote Together Through the Storms, Biblical Encouragements for Your Marriage When Life Hurts, which I also had the privilege to endorse, so I would encourage you to check that out. My buddy Paul Toggs, he wrote A Small Book for the Hurting, Heart Meditations on Loss, Grief, and Healing, by Paul Toggs. Very, very good book. Craig Troxell wrote Orienting Your Mind and Desires and Will Towards Christ. Very, very good book. Very needed. Owen Strahan, again, wrote an excellent book, Enchanting Humanity, A Theology of Mankind. I would strongly encourage you to check those out. Jared C. Wilson wrote The Gospel According to Satan, Eight Lies About God That Sound Like the Truth by Jared C. Wilson. Very good book. Well, you know, you can find all of these interviews on our podcast, so I would encourage you to go check out these and many more. We have over 300 author interviews now on this podcast, and you know, the Lord, it amazes me. When I started this podcast in 2015, Equipping You in Grace, I never imagined that I would get to interview many of my favorite writers and thinkers and theologians. So I'm just very thankful that the Lord just keeps blessing this show, and for all of you who listen now around the world, thank you. These are my top 10 books, but I'm not going to give them in any particular order. I like all of these, so I would encourage you in 2021 to pick up one of these. And of course, all the other ones, great books that I authors I have on here. The Gospel According to Satan, 8 Lies About God That Sound Like the Truth by Jared C. Wilson. Owen Strahan, Reenchanting Humanity, A Theology of Mankind. Carl Truman, The Rise and Triumph of the Modern Self, Cultural Amnesia, Expressive Individualism, and the Road to Sexual Revolution. Joel Beakey, Systematic Theology, Volume 2, Man and Christ. Alyssa Childers, Another Gospel, A Lifelong Christian Seeks Truth in Response to Progressive Christianity. Joel Beakey, Pastors and the Critics, A Guide to Coping with Criticism in the Ministry. Robert David Smart, Waging War in an Age of Doubt, A Biblical, Theological, Historical, and Practical Approach to Spiritual Warfare for Today. Glenna Marshall, Everyday Faithfulness, The Beauty of Ordinary Perseverance in a Demanding World. Anders Kostenberger, The Jesus of the Gospels, An Introduction. Megan Hill, A Place to Belong, Learning to Love the Local Church. Jeff and Sarah Walton, Together Through the Storms, Biblical Encouragements for Your Marriage When Life Hurts. A Small Book for the Hurting Heart, Meditations on Loss, Grief, and Healing by Paul Toggs. A. Craig Troxell, Orienting Your Mind, Desires, and Will Towards Christ. These are all very good books. They cover a wide variety of topics. I would encourage you to pick them up. Well, now I get to talk with you briefly about where we're headed as a ministry. The big thing, couple big things, is in 2021, we're going to have a new, brand new website. I don't have a timetable on this, but it's coming. I'm working on a plan on it, and I'm going to hire a professional web design firm to do it, and I'm very excited about that. Our women's ministry is really kicking off its first series here in January or February with a series talking about biblical literacy. We want to provide an excellent foundation for this exciting new ministry, and there's lots of topics that are going to be covered. But so every 3 months or so, we're going to have a women's series, and our women's writers are going to write on that. So if you're interested at all, if you're a lady listening to this, you know, there's lots of opportunities to write. And I know so many of you love to write. So I would encourage you to contact Laura and Alexa. They would love to hear from you. You can email me if you don't have their emails. My email is dave@servantsofgrace.org. dave@servantsofgrace.org. Well, you know, Warriors of Grace, the Lord just has Lord laid out this on my heart to start this ministry, and he's brought Dave to help it grow, and the podcast itself is going very, very well. It's been amazing to see how the Lord has been using this series that we're doing. It's called Snapshots of Grace. This is a separate podcast than this one. I've been working. I started in Titus 2, and then I've been working through Hebrews 11 and 12. I'm winding that down here soon, and here in about March or April, I'll start 1 Timothy, and then I'm going to do 2 Timothy and Titus. These come out every Tuesday on the Warriors of Grace podcast. You can find this, Equipping You in Grace, wherever you get podcasts. You can find Warriors of Grace wherever you get podcasts as well. Well, I continue to do verse-by-verse expository sermons through the Bible. This year I started teaching through the book of Revelation, and this is going to end about the middle of May of 2021. And then I'm going to go through 2 Samuel. I had already gone through 1 Samuel, so I'm now going to go through 2 Samuel. These are posted on Friday on the Servants of Grace podcast. You can find that on Google Podcasts. You can find it on iTunes. You can find it on Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. I also, on the Servants of Grace podcast, I answer one question a week. It could be whatever. It could be a practical question. It could be a theology question. It could be a Bible question. It could be a ministry question. I do these on the Servants of Grace podcast. They come out every week on Thursday, so I'm excited about that. You know, this was a tremendous year for Theology for Life. We, again, continue to put out quarterly issues. So 4 times a year, we put out issues on a variety of subjects. In 2021, I am excited to tell you about what's coming. This is going to be a great year. In the spring, we're going to do an issue on the problem of biblical illiteracy and what to do about it. Oh, I'm so excited about that. In June and July, we're going to talk about church membership and what it means to one another, each other. In the fall, we're going to celebrate the 500th anniversary of the Diet of Worms. So exciting stuff. And in December, we're going to do an expose on St. Nicholas and Christmas. That's going to be fun. You know, COVID-19, as we wrap up this show today, you know, it's been a challenging year. I mentioned that at the beginning with my parents and all of those things. But it's also been a very good year ministry-wise. I've had many opportunities to write, to be published, and I'm just so thankful for those things. And one of the big things, I think, for me for this year, just to wrap it up, is an unfailing Lord and the changing situations of our lives. Yeah, there was a lot of change this year in many respects. You know, I had to learn the difference between working with an editor for a magazine and an article versus working with a book editor. The difference is just night and day. The book editors are more exacting, and book editing is more exacting because you really can't go back and edit it again once it's out there and published. And so I just had to learn to continue to be patient and with the editor, to be understanding that they were trying to help me, be humble. And, you know, these opportunities, all of ministry is an incredible gift. It's a privilege of God's grace. I don't deserve it. You don't deserve it. These opportunities that, you know, our local churches have faced challenges this year with COVID-19 on many different fronts. In California, we have challenges still related to COVID-19. But through it all, Jesus is building his church. And Jesus is faithful to do that. So wherever you are, whatever your station, whatever your office, whether you're a Christian pastor, you're a theologian, you're a seminary professor, you're a writer or a thinker or an author, or you're a stay-at-home mom, or wherever the Lord has you, wherever he has placed you, you know, he is faithful. You know, we often think, well, I need to do this over here, or I want to do that over there. You know what we need? Is we need to trust the Lord where we're at. I've been thinking about this, you know. I'm again, it's interesting. We sold our house literally almost here in California, almost to the day, maybe a couple days after we actually moved in here. So it was 3 years to the day of moving into this house that we sold it. And what's further interesting is that in our house in Idaho, we had one person come through. Well, we had almost 10 people come through this house. But we had a couple offers, but there was the very first person. What's interesting is the very first person that came through our house when it was listed was the person who bought it. That's not a coincidence. That's God's providence. That's God at work. It wasn't the very first house where we went through and up in Oregon that we found that we ended up putting an offer on. It was further towards the end of the day where we found a house that we really liked and we put an offer in, and that got rejected. But the Lord knew what we needed. You know, we knew what we wanted, but the Lord knew what we needed. He knew what we needed in a home. He knew exactly where he wanted to place us, where he was sending us. And I'm just so thankful for that. I'm thankful that God was at work, that we were able to not only sell our house within a short period of time, but turn around in 2 days and put an offer and have it accepted. And the Lord was clearly at work. And you know what? The thing about this isn't just to talk about myself. It's to encourage you. You see, we serve an unfailing Lord. We live in changing times. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what, you know, in America we have a new president getting elected and all those things. And he's going to take office, you know, January 20th and all those things. And there's lots of contention about that and all those things. But you know what? The thing about that is no matter whether you support Biden or not, or you support Trump or not, and whatever your view is on the subject, God is the one who puts our rulers on the throne. He is sovereign. And I don't know about you. You know, it's politics is so unsettling. It's so you know, unnerving. But you know what? What's it's encouraging is that God is not surprised by who is on, who gets elected. You know, whether that's in the Congress, it's in the Senate, it's in the White House. He's not surprised. He knows exactly who will be in the office. He knows the beginning from the end and everywhere in between of our lives. He knows who's going to get elected. He knows who's going to come into our lives and who's going to go. He knows not only those things, but he knows personally the length of our days, the hairs on our head. He knows our thoughts before we even think them. And I don't know about you, but that is actually the most comforting thing in the world. And in this year where everything seems to be changing, I can tell you that I have often gone back to this thought, to these particular theological truths. And I'm telling you, they are an anchor, as Hebrews 6 says, to the soul. Because you see that the promises of God, they're tied to his unchanging character. We serve a God, Hebrews 13 says, that is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. We serve an unchanging God in the changing circumstances of our lives. And so we don't know exactly what's going to happen in 2021, politically, personally, culturally, or whatever. But we do know this one thing, that God is faithful. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. He's faithful to the word, to act according to the word that he has given to us. And so what should this do in our lives? Just as I wrap this up, it should help us to realize the importance of faithfulness. Faithfulness to the word. Faithfulness to Christ. You know, in changing times, it's easy to compromise. It's easy to fudge. It's easy to just give intellectual assent to these ideas. But these truths that I'm talking with you about here today, these are not just some things that we believe. They are foundational to our Christian lives. They are foundational to our Christian ministries. And so I just want to encourage you. We serve an unfailing and unchanging Lord in the changing situations of our lives and the changing landscape of our countries, of our nations, of our world. God is faithful, and he will use his people as they're faithfully growing in his grace in the local church centered around the word and all for his glory. So I want to encourage you today in that way, and I'm just so thankful for all of you who listen. Thank you for the privilege of allowing us into your home. It is a privilege. All ministry, friends, is a privilege. That we get to serve the God of grace, that we get to know him and grow in him. Oh, man, I just can't get over that fact. And I never want to. Because, see, if we get over that fact, that fundamental truth, then we fall into pride. And so let's you and I, and these are three things that I always pray for every day. Let's you and I pray for faithfulness. Faithfulness to the word, faithfulness to the gospel. Let's pray for humility. Let's pray for humility. Let's ask the Lord to help us stay low. Let's ask him to help us cultivate godly character in our lives. And third, let's pray for focus. Let's pray for laser-like focus on faithfulness to the word and faithfulness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because you see what? You know what? John MacArthur is right. If we will focus, you know, on the depth of our ministry, meaning faithfulness to Christ and faithfulness to the word, God will. He will. He is faithful in his time and according to his sovereign way. He is faithful to, you know, increase the breadth of our ministry, whatever that looks like, all in his timing and all for his glory. I want to thank you for allowing us into your homes and into your lives. It's a privilege to be able to speak with you and to talk with you and to be able, by God's kindness and grace, to reach so many people. It's not without him. It's without him we can do nothing. It's all about him. So my encouragement today is look to Jesus. He's enough for you, and he always will be. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you and keep you.
Thank you for listening to the Equipping You in Grace podcast. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe, rate us on the app, and share this with your friends and family on social media. If you want to find us on social media, you can find us on Twitter @Servants of Grace, on Instagram at Servants of Grace, or by searching at Servants of Grace on Facebook. You can also find this episode and many others like it on the front page of our website, servantsofgrace.org.